Hi, this is Father Eric Arnold. Welcome to Enkindle Family Scripture Reflections. Today we are reflecting on the readings for Sunday, September 25th, 2022, the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, thank you for teaching us through your word. Thank you that in the midst of all that seems uncertain and changing in our world, your word remains constant and true, a light to shine on our path, leading us to you. Help us to welcome your word deep in our hearts today, that it might strengthen us and nourish us for the week to come. Hear us as we offer this prayer with confidence in your name, Lord Jesus. You who live and reign with the Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. The world was fixed on the funeral for Queen Elizabeth II last week. All the beautiful ceremonies that were part of her funeral, the rich traditions, the protocol, all of that captivated the world. A large part of the reason was that we haven't seen anything like that for 70 years. It was so new to so many of us. One of the final rituals that marked her funeral was that moment when the crown jeweler removed the crown, the scepter, and the orb from Queen Elizabeth's coffin before her interment, when her coffin was lowered down into the royal vault. These three objects symbolize the queen's power. The visual symbol of their removal from her coffin led a priest on social media to write this. He said, "One moment of the queen's funeral that struck me, the removal of crown, orb, and scepter from the coffin. All earthly honors and titles slip away with death. They are meaningless. We face God alone, naked, we might say, with only the state of our soul and our good works as witnesses." That's a really powerful observation. About 15 minutes from my parish, there's a cemetery where I've had a few different burials over the years. Immediately across the street from the cemetery's main entrance is a Mercedes-Benz dealer. The first time I drove there for a funeral, I was struck by the irony of it. On the left side of the street is a luxury car dealer that most of us would have to work a lifetime to afford. On the right side of the street is a cemetery that reminds us you can't take it with you. Remember, you'll never see a hearse pulling a U-Haul. We take nothing with us when we die except the history of how well or how poorly we've loved God and neighbor. Everything else stays behind. In the gospel this Sunday, Jesus teaches us a powerful parable about two men who end up in very different places after they die. Jesus wants us to have a living, loving relationship with him now and to be with him for all eternity. It's like the Baltimore Catechism says, "Why did God make you?" God made me to know him, to love him, and to serve him in this world, and to be happy with him forever in the next. Jesus uses the parable today to teach us some really important truths about eternal life, about what we were made for. Let's take a look at a few of them. The first truth is this: all our lives will come to an end. Both the rich man, who has no name in the parable, and the poor man Lazarus die. That may sound super obvious, but we need to remember it. Every one of us will leave this earth. Even Queen Elizabeth, after reigning for 70 years, all our lives will come to an end. This is a good thing. We weren't made to be here on earth forever. It's a good thing that we are only given so many years here. We would never be happy living for all eternity on earth with its different sufferings and burdens. The second truth the parable teaches us is this: when our life on earth ends, there are two very different ways we can spend eternity. The poor beggar Lazarus is carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. There, he's comforted and he's at peace after his hard life. But the rich man, did you notice it? He's simply buried and finds himself in the netherworld, far from God, in torment. The saddest thing ever is to be far from God forever. So that leads to the third truth. And this is really amazing. Where we spend eternity, that's our choice. God gave us a tremendous power to choose the direction of our life. The rich man, he chose to have everything now. Comfort, riches, all of that. He chose not to love God or his neighbor. And we have a choice. And our choices form our eternity. Now that leads us to the fourth truth. That is that when we enter eternity, we don't cross from one place to another. The parable says, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours. So where we spend eternity is permanent. This is good because it means we can't lose heaven. That's really good news. But it also means that if we choose not to be with God, that choice is also permanent. Here's the fifth and the final truth. More good news. The Lord uses Scripture, Moses and the prophets, we hear in the parable, the Lord uses the Scriptures to teach us these truths now so that we can choose to love God and neighbor. And if we haven't been doing that, we can repent now and change our minds and change the way that we live. God is so good that He wants us to know what the final exam of life is all about and to be able to get ready for it. And so it's a gift that He teaches us and shows us this stuff now. Sometimes we may want the Lord to give us something more dramatic than what He teaches us in the Scriptures and through the church. The rich man wanted Lazarus to come back from the dead to warn his brothers, but Abraham said no. The lesson is, we need to pay attention to what the Lord is teaching us now and act on it. Sometimes we don't like it when God is too ordinary, but we need to have a faith that doesn't rely on God having to always do something dramatic to wake us up. We don't want to be like Ebenezer Scrooge, who needed Jacob Marley and the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future to move him to change his life. The Lord gives us today's Scriptures to do that. It's so awesome that God wants us to be with Him forever. It's amazing that we were made to live eternally. It's incredible that we have the freedom, power, and dignity to be the main actors in how we will spend eternity. In the end, it's all about love. Growing in love of God and neighbor now, so that when the crown, orb, and scepter are removed from our coffin, and all earthly honors and titles are stripped away, that we might stand before God clothed in the beauty of our love of Him and of our neighbor. Lord Jesus, thank You for making us this way. Thank You for making us for Yourself to be with You forever. We know that You have made us free, that to love You is a choice we get to make. Help us to love You above all our earthly comforts and treasures. Help us not to be so comfortable now that we forget we weren't made to be here on earth forever. Help us even to welcome the sufferings and struggles of our life as reminders that we are pilgrims here on earth. And by Your grace and divine mercy, may each of us and all those we love end this life carried by the angels to be with You in perfect happiness and peace forever. Amen.
This episode of Enkindle is brought to you by The One Best Thing, the new interactive book and multimedia series from the team at Ablaze Family Ministries. It will help each person in your family and in your parish family to encounter and respond to Jesus. You can order your copy and learn more by going to ablazefamily.org/onebestthing.